Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is one of a series looking at major financial fraud. And financial fraud is something that absolutely fascinates me. Because when you think about the world of business and investing, there is a high degree of trust. You trust the people that you give your money to look after it, to help it grow, and to give you a return. But unfortunately, not everybody is entirely trustworthy. And some people are greedy, and some people decide that they want to do things that are outside the law for their own gain. And in this series, we talk about companies who have taken a lot of money from investors on false pretenses. And in today's episode, we're talking about Theranos. And Theranos was a company started by a young, ambitious graduate called Elizabeth Holmes. And Elizabeth Holmes came up with a groundbreaking, revolutionary idea in the world of pharmaceuticals. She created a machine that was able to quickly do a variety of different blood tests, testing for major diseases at a really low cost. And the whole world got really excited by this idea, and Theranos grew to be valued at over $9 billion. The only problem with all of this was that it was a complete lie. The machine did not work. Elizabeth Holmes fabricated the whole story. But everybody believed it, including some really high-profile people. So in this video, I'll give you the full story of how Elizabeth Holmes managed to hoodwink everybody and become, at that time, the youngest self-made female billionaire in the world. While studying at Stanford University, Elizabeth Holmes came up with a groundbreaking idea that she believed was going to change the world. She dropped out of university in order to pursue her dreams. By 2014, Elizabeth Holmes was 30 years old, the world's youngest self-made billionaire and on top of the world. She had founded a company valued at $9 billion that was bringing about a revolution in diagnosing disease. With a few drops of blood, Theranos promised that its Edison test could detect conditions such as cancer and diabetes quickly without the hassle of needles. There was just one problem. It didn't work. However, that didn't stop her creating a multi-billion dollar company, Theranos, on the back of the idea. Highly respected individuals from Henry Kissinger to General James Mattis sat on the board. But by 2015, the seams were coming apart, and within a year, Holmes was exposed as a fake. The technology she touted didn't work at all. And by 2018, the company she founded had collapsed. She was convicted by a jury in California on 4 counts of fraud, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This is the story of how one woman's dreams turned into lies, deceit, and a nightmare. Welcome to the world of Theranos. Elizabeth Holmes was raised in a comfortably well-off family in Washington, D.C., and was a polite but withdrawn child, according to people who knew her. At age 9, she wrote a letter to her father declaring that what she really wanted out of life was to discover something new, something that mankind didn't know what was possible. When she got to Stanford University in 2002 to study chemical engineering, she came up with an idea for a patch that could scan the wearer for infections and release antibiotics as needed. That patch never made it to market, but Holmes' other big idea was a revolutionary way to test blood from a simple finger prick. Months later, Holmes dropped out of Stanford aged 19 and launched Theranos, with the name formed as a mashup of therapy and diagnosis. Holmes' idea was to develop a machine that could test for a variety of diseases through only a few drops of blood from a person's finger. The machine was named Edison, after the inventor Thomas Edison, and it promised to revolutionise blood testing. Edison would allow the testing process to take place at pharmacies and to produce results in hours. This was a game-changer for blood tests, and Theranos planned to charge less than half the rates charged by the established players in the market, and was forecast to provide the US government with savings of over $200 billion over the next 10 years. By 2014, the company had raised more than $945 million and was valued at more than $9 billion. Powerful people were enthralled and invested without seeing audited financial results. US Treasury Secretary George Shultz, media tycoon Rupert Murdoch and America's richest family, the Waltons, were among her backers. The support lent her credibility, as did her demeanour. Holmes was worth $4.5 billion, according to Forbes magazine, making her the youngest self-made billionaire. She was a media celebrity and held up as an iconic woman in business. She also convinced big names to join her board, including 2 former US Secretaries of State, Henry Kissinger and George Shultz. With hindsight, it is easy to point out that few of the names, whilst famous, had much to do with medicine or science. Elizabeth Holmes cultivated an impressive public figure, And similar to another leading entrepreneur, Steve Jobs, she only wore black turtlenecks in public. She went vegan and talked enthusiastically of her favourite wheatgrass celery cucumber green juice. She spoke on panels with Bill Clinton and gave impassioned TED Talks. There was even talk of making a movie based on her tentatively titled Bad Blood. But if she talked the talk, there were hints that Theranos did not quite walk the walk. Holmes was obsessively secretive about the company where she was founder, chief executive and chairman. Nothing was done without her approval. And when it came to talking about Edison, the shutters came down. When asked by a New York reporter how the Edison machine worked, she replied, "A chemistry is performed so that a chemical reaction occurs and generates a signal from the chemical interaction with the sample, which is translated into a result, which is then reviewed by certified laboratory personnel." With hindsight, all of this seems like utter nonsense. However, because of the cult of Holmes, everybody believed what she was saying. In 2013, Bill Maris, founder of Google Ventures, decided not to invest after stating that he had got a member of his life sciences investment team to take the blood test and did not believe the claims being made by Theranos. Wall Street Journal's John Carreyrou interviewed Theranos employees who started to tell a very different story from that of the dazzling public image. And this was the start of Theranos' downfall. Erica Chung and Tyler Schultz, whose grandfather George Schultz served on the board of directors for Theranos, were formerly employed by the business. Despite being threatened with legal action, they revealed their experiences within the company, its technology and its practices. The story from within was that the Edison results were inaccurate and that the vast majority of tests were not done in Theranos labs at all, but in conventional machines bought from mainstream suppliers. They revealed a web of lies, a culture of intimidation and secrecy, technology that failed quality assurance tests on multiple occasions, and most shockingly of all, results that were sent to actual patients that were fundamentally incorrect and used to make life-changing medical decisions. It appeared that the entire foundation of Theranos was laid on deliberate deception. After the story was published in October 2015, the US financial regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, opened an investigation. Holmes disputed the allegations against both her and the company and threatened to sue. The game was well and truly up for Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversee blood testing laboratories, later revoked Theranos' license, and within a year the company began shutting down its labs. In 2018, the Securities and Exchange Commission charged Holmes with massive fraud. She was accused of taking more than $700 million from investors. Holmes resigned from her position as chief executive, and she and the company's former president, Ramesh Balwani, were both charged with criminal fraud and allegedly deceiving investors and knowingly making false claims about the company's blood testing technology. Following an investigation by the FBI, the company officially shut down 3 months later, leaving thousands of employees out of work. The vast majority of the former employees were unaware of the company's fraudulent activity. During the trial, which started in September 2021, multiple lab directors testified to telling Holmes about the flaws in Theranos' technology. But they claimed they were instructed to downplay these concerns. They also added that Holmes told investigators the technology was operating as planned. The prosecution called 30 witnesses in a bid to prove that Holmes knew the product she was selling to investors was a sham. Holmes was accused of destroying evidence during the company's final days of operation. During her testimony in her own defense, Elizabeth Holmes recognized that mistakes had been made in the running of Theranos, yet she maintained that she had never deliberately deceived patients or investors. Prosecutor Jeff Schenck said in his closing argument that Holmes chose fraud over business failure. She chose to be dishonest with investors and patients. That choice is not only callous, it was criminal. Holmes was found guilty of conspiracy to commit fraud against investors and 3 charges of wire fraud by jurors. She's due to be sentenced in September 2022 and faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in jail. This story is an incredible example as to how one person can convince the whole world that something amazing is true when all of the evidence points to the opposite. Elizabeth Holmes married Billy Evans, a 29-year-old millionaire heir to the Evans Hotel Group in California, in a secret ceremony in 2019. The couple welcomed a baby boy in July 2021. It's reported that they currently reside in a 9-bedroom, 135 million Californian estate. Holmes' neighbours include actress Michelle Pfeiffer, singer Neil Young, and Larry Edison, a co-founder of tech company Oracle, who previously invested in Theranos. Elizabeth Holmes will be sentenced on the 26th of September 2022 and faces a maximum 20 years in prison. I hope you found these details of one of the most incredible frauds of recent times really interesting, because this is the sort of thing that I find fascinating. If you've liked what I've said today, then please give me a thumbs up and please subscribe if you'd like to see more videos like this.